She has been called the mother of country music. Maybelle Carter revolutionized how the guitar is played. And even though she's a legend among music historians, she's still not as well known as artists like Hank Williams or Jimmy Rogers. For the series Turning the Tables, NPR Music is highlighting the accomplishments of eight women who formed the foundation of American popular music. Here's Grammy-winning producer April Ledbetter.
Born in the Appalachian Mountains of Southwest Virginia in 1909, Maybelle Carter grew up playing music at home and in her rural community. In 1927, her cousin Sarah's husband, A.P. Carter, became intrigued by an ad he saw for an upcoming Victor Talking Machine recording session in Bristol, Tennessee. He encouraged Maybelle and Sarah to take a trip with them so they could audition and possibly record songs as the Carter family. They ended up recording six songs over 2 days. That's Sarah singing and Maybelle playing guitar on Single Girl, Married Girl. The records they made were distributed nationally and gave people an opportunity to hear the musical sounds of Southern Appalachia. Audiences responded well, and soon there was a demand for more country music to be recorded. The sessions at Bristol would become known as the Big Bang of country music. As the popularity of the Carter family grew, so did the awareness of Maybelle's unusual guitar playing style, which became known as the Carter Scratch. Before then, guitar was often a background rhythm instrument. Maybelle's innovative technique involved playing a bass line while simultaneously playing chords, creating the sound of multiple guitars from just one instrument. Wildwood Flower is the most famous example of this technique. The Carter family changed the way guitar would be used in musical groups from that point forward. Maybelle once said, "I never dreamed of Wildwood Flower hanging on like it has, but it's really been a biscuit for us." When I woke from dreaming, my idols was playing. The original Carter family recorded 292 songs, but by the mid-1930s, their record sales had slowed down. Then came an opportunity to reach an even bigger audience.
Here's that original Carter family to continue your entertainment.
Radio station XERA in northern Mexico was reported to have a signal that could reach up the Mississippi River into Canada and as far east as Florida and New York City. The Carter family performed there as often as 10 times a week.
Hello, stranger, put your loving hand in mine.
Hello, stranger,
put your loving hand in mine.
XERA was shut down by the Mexican government in early 1941. 2 years later, the original Carter family stopped playing altogether. Still, Maybelle had a dedication to performing and touring, something that was often discouraged for women at the time. She continued until the mid-1970s. Maybelle and Sarah Carter were the first women inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Their plaque states that the Carter family is regarded by many as the epitome of country greatness and originators of a much-copied style. For NPR News, I'm April Ledbetter.
I'm very cold and hungry, sir. My clothes are worn and thin. I wander about from place to place. My daily bread I win.
You can listen to April's hand-picked playlist of Maybelle Carter's music if you go to our website, nprmusic.org.